Yes, everyone, you are tuned to WZBC 90.3 FM here in Newton. My name is Matthew Ray. This program is called Connecting the Notes. This hour we're going to be looking at a group called Captain Jazz, a short-lived band from the suburbs of Chicago, the members of which have gone on to form Joan of Arc, The Promise Ring, Owls, Ghosts and Vodka, and other bands. We'll start with a song Captain Jazz released in 1995 on their sole LP. It's called Little League. As always, you can get in touch with us at ZBC by dialing 617-552-4686. Everything you need to know about the station can be found at WZBC.org. Captain Jazz with Little League, the first cut on the band's sole LP released in 1995 on Man With Gun Records. Captain Jazz was started by Tim and brother Mike in their hometown of Wheeling, Illinois. Originally adopting a band named Toe Jam, Tim Kinsella handled vocals, Mike Kinsella the drums, and they were joined by Sam Zurich on bass and Victor Villarreal on guitar. They added a fifth member, Davey Von Bolin, in 1995. Tim Kinsella estimates the band played around 150 shows during their short existence. They put out a solo LP, but numerous singles and 7-inches in the early 90s. They met their end under strange circumstances at a hospital in Little Rock. And to give you an idea of how young this band was at the time, Tim Kinsella was the eldest member at the age of 20. Each member of this group has gone on to play in a lot of other different groups, including Joan of Arc, The Promise Ring, and Ghosts and Vodka. If it weren't for these groups, there may not have been an interest in Captain Jazz at all. But as it is, J Tree Records has since released a compilation of their material, and the band even embarked on a one-off reunion tour in 2010. Here's another one of their early songs. Jazz from March of 1993. That was released on Boys 16 to 18 Years of Action, Age of Action, 7-inch on Further Beyond Records. The group members were between the ages of 16 and 18 years old at the time. In fact, they broke up before any of the members were over 20 years old. The estimated 150 shows the group played were small compared to the scale popularity the band has enjoyed since its demise. As bassist Sam Zurich said during an interview with Perfect Lines, quote, "It was more of a suburban scene instead of a Chicago scene. We all lived in the suburbs, and the scene we were in was very receptive to us at the time. There were Northwest suburban bands and Western suburban bands, and we were all connected through basement shows, VFW halls, and skateboarding. The whole Chicago scene was out of our league. We were teenagers and couldn't get into bars, even if we were asked."
Joy, quiet, and beautiful.
Manhattan Jazz with CT, recorded in October 1993 and released on the Underdog Records 7-inch titled Sometimes If You Stand Further Away From Something, It Does Not Seem As Big. Sometimes you can stand so close to something you cannot tell what you are looking at. The band would use these long titles, they had a tendency to give them to both their songs and records. Their sole LP's full title was Burritos, Inspiration Point, Fork Balloons Sports, Cards in the Spokes, Automatic Biographies, Kites, Kung Fu, Trophies, Banana Peels We've Slipped On, and Eggshells We've Tippy-Toed Over. All these songs we're listening to were collected on a 2-CD compilation released by J-Tree Records titled Alphabeta Polythology. In 1995, at the beginning of a tour to support their debut LP, the band called it quits, reportedly outside of a Little Rock hospital where bandmate Victor Villarreal was being treated for an overdose. During an interview, Tim Kinsella summed up the band's short time on the road, saying, "We were all really young. I was 20 when we broke up, and I was the oldest, so just driving around and meeting people and seeing places was always exciting. There were random bottle rocket wars and near-death experiences, and tons of cheesy sightseeing, but the whole thing was a shapeless blur of excitement for a young group of fellows like ourselves. Years of extreme irritation mostly brought the breakup on, but as for the actual moment of breakup, it was a mess." As guitarist Davey Van Bolen told Tony Sclafani of Prefix Magazine, quote, "The band was just starting to get noticed as the album came out and we were about to go on tour, and then the bottom dropped out. So the album probably promoted itself a little bit. The band got tenfold bigger in the months following the breakup, and then I think the music that we've made in the 15 years since has probably helped. I was in a band called The Promise Ring, which became a fairly popular band, which is funny because the band probably became popular somewhat because of Captain Jazz, and then when it got bigger, it probably made Captain Jazz bigger. And the fact that Tim and Mike went on to play in Joan of Arc and that band got popular, that brought in a whole different crowd to Captain Jazz." When J-Tree Records released the compilation Alphabeta Polythology in 2010 on vinyl, Captain Jazz reunited for a short string of dates. It was the first time the members had played together as Captain Jazz since 1995. Asked by Jessica Hopper of the Chicago Reader if being part of the nostalgic reunion felt embarrassing, Tim Kinsella said, "Everything that ever happened exists again. I didn't expect to be embarrassed by that part. The embarrassing part is singing my sincere high school poetry in public, but it's not like I'm suddenly endorsing it. I'm able to do it because I'm so different now that I'm no longer accountable for it. It's like I'm singing the work of a guy who happened to have my same name. I am removed and can be very excited now."
Molotov cocktails, stuffed stomach, and Sunday
both of those songs by Captain Jazz. The last one you heard was called Precious. Before that, Yes, I Am Talking to You. All those songs were compiled on a compilation that was released by Jade Tree Records called Alphabet Apolithology. When Jade Tree finally released that record on vinyl in 2010, Captain Jazz reunited for the first time since 1995 to play a string of dates. And they were all very, very adamant that that was it for them as far as their Captain Jazz moniker. All of these guys are active, and they've all been in different bands. We're going to spend the rest of the show kind of looking at the different bands that have formed based that they've jumped to from Captain Jazz. The first one we're going to look to is called Joan of Arc. It was shortly after the breakup of Captain Jazz that singer Tim Kinsella started the band. He was joined by Jeremy Boyle, Eric Bocek, and Captain Jazz bassist Sam Zurich, and released the album A Portable Model of Joan of Arc in 1997. Since that time, they've released over 14 albums with a constantly changing rotation of members and styles of music. They've done a movie soundtrack, a collection of guitar duets. They've worked with producers such as Steve Albini and the Chicago band Caliphone. As Tim Kinsella told Mind Over Matter's Tom Lynch in 2010, the band couldn't exist in any other way. So as a band, it's clearly a failure. And very few, if any, of the people involved feel any accountability to it in any way beyond the occasional jovial camaraderie of getting together to put together these weird puzzles. For me, it's a means to keep making records and playing in new ways, but it was not conceptualized then realized. It's just a way of being because no other way of being with more structural integrity seemed sustainable. It's maybe not as weird in practice as talking about it makes it seem. We're going to hear some Joan of Arc. You're going to hear a long set of Joan of Arc. We'll start with the song Gin and Platonic from 1998's How Memory Works. Follow that up with an instrumental. It is the title cut from the 2009 album Flowers. After that, Sing the Scarecrow song from the album which members of Caliphone helped produce. That album is called In Rape, Fantasy, and Terror Sex, We Trust. And time permitting, we're going to hear a song from their latest record, Lifelike. That record was produced by Steve Albini and features Captain Jazz guitarist Victor Villarreal.
Fly. to know what's right. For the robot program to want to be like.
We just heard a set of Joan of Arc, the band led by Tim Kinsella that has employed a number of different musicians, some of which even played with Tim in Cap'n Jazz back in the early 90s. Songs we heard, Love Life, preceded by Sing the Scarecrow Song, and Flowers and Gin and Platonic before that. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Connecting the Notes here on WZBC. My name is Matthew Ray. We do a artist feature hour each Thursday from 5 to 6 here on ZBC, and we are looking at the short-lived Chicago-area band Cap'n Jazz and the bands that its members have founded since its demise. Cap'n Jazz returned in 2010 for a string of shows, but even before this, four out of the five members returned to form the group Owls. Missing was guitarist Davey Von Bolin, who was busy with his group The Promise Ring, which was doing some promising things at the time. They first released a song only found on the compilation Oil, Chicago Punk Refined, which featured 19 bands from the Chicago area, all recorded at an oil blending factory in Chicago's South Side. The contribution from the Owls was a song appropriately titled, We Are the Owls.
My door, and if I only change it before.
to defend me.
The Owls, with their first song they recorded together, We Are the Owls. The quartet released a full-length LP on Jade Tree Records in 2001 and dissolved the band in 2002. There are rumors recently that the group has been rehearsing, and based on the Cap'n Jazz reunion of a couple of years ago, it's definitely a possibility. So here are the first two cuts from this record, the song titles What Horse You Wrote It On and Anyone Can Have a Good Time. We'll be right back. The first two songs from the Owls' debut and soul LP released in 2001 that featured all four original members of Catpin Jazz, bassist Sam Zurek and guitarist Victor Villarreal, actually left the band Ghosts and Vodka to pursue that project. Here they are with their band Ghosts and Vodka. The song's called Hot Dot Above, Tan Man Below. Ghosts and Vodka with Hot Dot Above, Tan Man Below off the Addicts and Drunks album that features Catpin Jazz bassist Sam Zurek and guitarist Victor Villarreal. Hope you've enjoyed this hour. We've been looking at the music of Catpin Jazz. There's a lot of stuff we didn't get to. For example, Mike Kinsella is right now performing kind of a solo project. He also has bandmates in it, including his brother Nate Kinsella, but it's called Owen. They make some very pretty little songs. He's also in American Football, another band that's playing around the area. Tim Kinsella, Sam Zurek, and Nate Kinsella were all in a band, and still are, called Make Believe. That started out as a touring version of Joan of Arc and turned into a full-fledged band after the fact. And former member Davey Van Bolen also found some success singing with the group The Promise Ring. He's currently pursuing Merry Time and a band called Vermont. So a lot we couldn't get to. If you're interested, you can check them out. We've got one, Liz is coming up with Echoes Ephemera, fuzzy little indie pop sounds from Boston and beyond. We're going to play a track right now from a group called the Future Carnivores, who they'll be playing tomorrow night at Radio down in Union Square in Somerville alongside the Young Adults and DJ Infinite. This is a song called What's Unbelievable from the Boston compilation, South by Southwest, Boston and Beyond. If you'd like a pair of tickets to see these guys tomorrow night at Radio, you can give the studio a call, 617-552-4686. That's 617-552-4686. You're listening to WZBC 90.3 FM in Newton. Liz is up next with Echoes Ephemera. Stick around.